The Vermont House Health Care Committee had defeated the measure on a 5-5 tie vote on Friday after a committee member, a physician, abruptly left. Vermont Digger, an independent online newspaper, quoted Committee Chair Democrat Mike Fisher saying the bill is dead. But on Wednesday, the panel voted in 2 7-4 tallies to advance the measure. Vermont Grocers Association President Jim Harrison, an opponent, was surprised by the committee's about-face.
Especially in light of the very public comments by the committee chair last week, it does raise all kinds of questions of what's really going on, and why would you say, you know, the issue is dead, it's gone, and then throw another surprise out there. And a lot of people are scratching their head and trying to figure out what's going on. One of the committee members publicly said yesterday that it wasn't a medical emergency that he left for. He intentionally had taken a walk on Friday because he was frustrated with where the committee was going. And so it's very curious. We remain opposed to such a broad and expensive tax on our customers.
The $24 million raised from the new tax would be used for the transition from state-subsidized health insurance programs to insurance that must be purchased under health care exchanges. The Vermont Campaign for Health Care Security has been a leading proponent of the tax. Executive Director Peter Sterling believes the new vote is a sign that testimony supporting the measure is countering scare tactics by industry interests.
What Vermont is faced with is 8th year in a row of cutting tens of millions of dollars from social programs that are designed to keep working Vermonters from falling into poverty. And right now, about 30,000 Vermonters are going to be entering the healthcare exchange in 2014. And those are low and middle income people who are going to see their healthcare costs go up by, in many cases, thousands of dollars a year. The sugar sweetened beverage tax is a great way to fund a subsidy that would help these low- and middle-income Vermonters who are working Vermonters get affordable health care.
Committee member, Progressive Representative Christopher Pearson, explains that the bill was divided, and while he voted for the sugar tax, he voted against its remaining provisions.
My concern about the bill has to do with how we are helping Vermonters who are currently on state health programs transition into the Affordable Care Act exchanges, so-called health exchanges. If we could have found an additional $800,000, we would buy it down 2%. And at that point, the premiums become slightly more affordable than they are on current state programs.
Does the state have the $800,000?
That's why the sugar-sweetened beverage tax is interesting, because the sugar-sweetened beverage tax proposal has a balance of about $10 or $11 million. And a lot of us were asking for less than $1 million to further subsidize this low-income population coming into the health exchanges. Ultimately, we did not prevail in the first step in the process.
The tax on sugar-sweetened beverages is opposed by Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.